Alrighty, let's go through to the rural news now with Susan Murray in Hamilton. Hi, Susan.
Morena, Corin.
Morena indeed. Now, rural contractors have been meeting with the government, this is interesting, over fears of a looming worker shortage.
Yes, Rural Contractors Association is estimating that about 1,000 skilled overseas workers do come to New Zealand every summer, and these with tickets that allow them to drive the complex and expensive farm machinery that's required for vital farm work. But there are worries that the COVID-19 border restrictions could keep them out this year, and that will cause major issues for the sector. Roger Parton of Rural Contractors New Zealand says it's essential the sector has skilled people to drive these machines, and there are just not enough local people with the right experience. He says he met with the Agriculture Minister and government officials yesterday to discuss the situation, but there's no resolution yet.
It's not a blanket no, it's a blanket we understand the problem, but, and what we need to do is to provide further information and then seek a border exemption for these people so we can get them in and get the harvest done and contribute to the economy. It is urgent for the simple reason that the time needed to get people into the country and do their 2 weeks quarantine and then be ready for the season, the gap is closing at a very, very rapid rate.
Roger Parton. The Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, says he realises that there are skills gaps and it may mean looking at how to bring some people safely back into the country to plug those gaps. But he says his first priority is helping find work for New Zealanders who have lost their jobs due to COVID-19.
I couldn't give them any assurance other than government is very aware of their dilemma. We've put money into training young New Zealanders as quickly as possible, and I encourage the contractors to look at some who may not have the skills right at the top, but they may be able to help lift their skills into those jobs.
Damien O'Connor.
Now, farmers have forked out some pretty pennies at stud bull sales this week, and I believe there's a new record that's been set.
It certainly was. Now, stud bull sales have been taking place over the past few weeks. The east coast of the North Island had its turn this week, and many heads were turned on Monday when the top bull at Cricklewood Angus bull sale made a record $92,000. But that was then betted on Wednesday at Turiroa Angus stud by Lot 8, and it made $104,000. And it's thought to be the highest price ever paid for an Angus bull at an on-farm sale. It doesn't, however, take the title for New Zealand's most expensive Angus bull. That belongs to Atahua Legacy, and he sold for $155,000 back in 1992 Beef Expo. But nonetheless, it was a fantastic outcome this week for Turiroa Angus stud in Wairoa, and that belongs to the Powdrill family. Fifth generation Andrew Powdrill told Maya Burry that they were thrilled and humbled by the result.
The bidding was frantic at times, to be fair. I think there was probably four or five other studs on the bull as well. It was quite frantic bidding, really.
And what was so special about this bull, do you think?
Oh, the bull was a very well-balanced bull, and he had the right balance of phenotype and genotype, which is basically he looked good and he had good sort of figures as well.
As you say, you didn't think he'd get this much?
No.
What were you hoping for?
Well, you never want to sort of put a figure on it in your head because you only get disappointed, but I sort of was hoping, I was hoping he'd go to stud. As I said, I didn't really want to start thinking numbers because it's the quickest way to get disappointed in this game, but I had no idea that he was going to make that sort of money, but he's a lovely bull and he's been a standout, all the way through, really.
Andrew Powdrill says that it's now over to Lot 8's new owners, who are also stud breeders, to give the bull a name, something more interesting than Lot 8. And he says there have already been brainstorming sessions. Now, that's Primary Industry News for now, and we'll be back at lunchtime.